Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a maniac, maniac, check my drawers. My clothes are so much fresher than before. Yeah, yeah. I'm a maniac, maniac, check my drawers. It's a freshness like I've never smelled before.
Give Gain Flings with Oxy and Febreze a try instead of your regular liquid detergent. You'll be a maniac too.
Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J. Hey, everybody. This is your girl, Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J., the Queen of Justice. And welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight is Sunday, October 16th, 2022. Tonight's topic, midterm elections 2022. And what's at stake for you? Will we the people be strong and speak? Or will we the people be silent and weak? It's Speak Up Sunday, everybody. Who's your candidate and why? What are your political views? Let's talk about it tonight, right here on News Forum. We will also talk about tonight the Pennsylvania Board of Pardons reconsideration hearing that happened last week. They denied all 23 reconsideration requests for a new commutation hearing. And wrongfully incarcerated John Brookins was one of them. John's wife Karen has been on News Forum several times talking about her husband's case. She's also been on Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls and on many other podcasts exposing the injustice and injustices in her husband John's case. We will discuss this tonight because I was literally blown away when United States Senate candidate, the current Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, sat quietly and did not make a motion for reconsideration. Tonight on News Forum, my special guest will be Dr. Judith Higgins, Pennsylvania Senate candidate, District 28, Reverend Jerome Fordham of the NAACP and NAN, Kathleen Lucas, the executive director of Pennsylvanians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty. And Kathleen is also a state committee member and regional director for York County Dems. We will also hear from Oklahoma Attorney General candidate Linda Steele, a libertarian, and her campaign manager, Elizabeth Debo. And of course, as always, my dear friends, criminal defense attorney Caroline Turner and NAACP president Francetta Mays. All live right here tonight on News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J. So, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with the girl will be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378 extension 111 to continue the advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice at 844-642-8378, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J now has over 17 million listeners. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigator reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests as well as our hosts are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Ms. Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J. All right. Good evening, everyone. I am Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, the Queen of Justice, and welcome to another segment of News Forum.
And tonight we're going to be talking about the midterm elections, midterm election 2022, and what's at stake for you. This is a crucial election, everyone, and most of you don't even realize that. Most people don't have a clue that this is such a crucial year. And it's called a midterm because it's midway through the presidency. So every year, well, every, what, when the president takes office, 2 years after that, it's a midterm election because the president now is midway between his term. So these elections are so important because this is when we elect our congressional seats and the Senate seats. And it's so important, people. And a lot of cities also are having council seats up for grabs and all that stuff, too. So this is important. The attorney general, that's an important election. Very, very important. United States Senate, definitely important, people. These elections, people tend to just let them pass by. But you cannot continue to let them pass by like that, because if you do, guess what? People that you don't want to see in office will be in office. They will be in office again and again and again and again if you don't vote them out of office. And those that are running freshly, if you want to see your candidate win, guess what? You have to get out and vote for your candidate. You can't just sit back and say, oh, well, everybody else will vote for them, or, you know, you can't think like that, because guess what? That doesn't work. Okay, that does not work. So if you want to see results, favorable results, get off your butts and vote in these elections, people. You have to. So tonight I am going to be speaking with some people that can definitely tell you all about the elections. And I have some candidates, one that's going to be talking about their candidacy, their campaign, why they are running. And it's going to be a very interesting night. And as always, if you have questions, you know, press 1. If you want to make comments, press 1. And we'll be opening up the phone lines a little bit later. But, again, this is very important. And before we get into the midterm elections, I do want to talk a little bit about a case, John Brookins. John Brookins, his case was here on News Forum quite a few times, told by his wife, Karen, and also Craig Cooley, forensics expert and a wrongful conviction attorney, was on here as well, talking about the case of John Brookins. And last year, John had went before the Board of Pardons, and he was denied clemency and commutation. So this year they filed for a reconsideration hearing. And if the Board of Pardons would have made a motion and the votes would have been unanimous, he could have had a, three or two, he would have, guess what, had a new commutation hearing. But unfortunately, no one made a motion. Out of 5 members of the Board of Pardons, no one made a motion. And without any motions being made, that automatically is ruled as a denial for reconsideration. So that day there were 23 reconsideration cases. All 23 of those cases were denied. No motions were made on not a single one of them. And what really blew me away is, you know, with John's case, because in his case last year, John Fetterman, he was the only single vote that voted yes, with the yes vote. The rest of the 4 were all no's. And John Fetterman had been, you know, in support of John's freedom. And so now, last week, he said not one mumbling word, which really just, I was flabbergasted, everybody, because I thought that he would make a motion, but he did not. And so he's running for attorney general, and he is now in the state of Pennsylvania. He's the lieutenant governor here, and I know there's negative, campaigning coming from his opposition. He's running against Dr. Oz for the United States Senate. And there's been stuff, about him saying, he was the only one that voted for John last year for commutation. And some very negative comments were made against John as well. And, could that be the reason that he said nothing during this reconsideration hearing? And if so, I think that's very wrong, because although, yes, you're running for AG, okay? Right now you're the lieutenant governor. You are campaigning. But if you were in support of John Brookins last year, last March, with a yes vote, why didn't you make a motion during this reconsideration hearing? That really bothers me. It doesn't sit well with me at all for him not to make a motion. Not to make a motion. Is it because he didn't want to be the only one to make a motion? Well, it only takes one person to make a motion, then it goes into a vote. So if he would have made that motion, John would have still been denied because the other four were not going to vote yes for John. So he could at least made a motion. The motion would not have even been second. Knowing those four, they would not have seconded the motion. But I think that's very wrong for any candidate to do that, because you're supposed to stick to your guns. You're not supposed to change up and be wishy-washy or double-minded person, because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So that, to me, is a man with a double mind, a double-minded person, because he did not make a motion to vote for John. So I was very perturbed, very disturbed by that. Caroline, let's speak with you. How did you feel about that, that Fetterman did not make any motion at all?
Well, I can't get into the mind of Fetterman. I wrote a letter in support of John Brookins. I got down into the last details of his case. I wrote this letter, and I totally support John. Karen is wonderful. My heart just bleeds for them enormously. I don't know what was going on with John Fetterman. He is normally a great advocate for all of those who are wrongfully incarcerated. He is vastly better than his opponent, Dr. Oz, in every way. But I can't say why he didn't say anything. I could not make the hearing. I was in court myself at the time. And, I'm very disappointed for Karen. I'm very disappointed for John. I'm very sad about the whole thing.
Yes, so am I. So am I. It's just really a very, very sad situation. And, yes, my heart goes out to Karen as well. She's been through enough, and so has John and their whole family. And, for him not to be reconsidered for a hearing, that's just injustice right there to me, especially with the facts of that first commutation hearing. It was basically a joke. It was not even a commutation hearing. It was more like a trial. And that DA Weintraub in Bucks County, Matt Weintraub, he handled it as if John was on trial and he was trying the case, that he was the prosecutor. And that type of action was allowed. No one stopped it. Fetterman didn't stop that line of behavior that day at all, which that should have been stopped and nipped in the bud, because that was gone far out of hand. And Craig Cooley did not even have much time to represent John and speak on John's behalf. And John didn't get to speak, and no one else got to speak for John. And Sheila Ginsburg, her family got to speak. And, you know, it's just so ridiculous, you know, and my heart goes out to the family of the victim as well. But when you have a man that's wrongfully incarcerated behind bars for all these years now, 31 years, that's a very, very long time. And he is still maintaining his innocence. He has been exemplary this whole time. And the whole prison staff, everyone there, even warden, all had wonderful things to say about John. And it's just so very sad, Karen. I mean, not Karen, Caroline. It's so very sad. And I hope Karen is listening tonight. But we love you, Karen, and we're going to continue to pray for you and pray for John and for your family. And just keep your head up, Karen. Keep your head up and just file again and keep refiling. And, you know, this is just so very sad, so sad. So, but in other means, Caroline, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, that's good, 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 good. All right, so now we know the midterms are coming up, and first, everybody, I want you all to know that October 24th, that is the last day to register to vote all across this country, not just here in Pennsylvania, but in every state. October 24th is the last day that you can register to vote. So if you're not registered yet, please do so. Please register. And be a voice in Right the Wrong Coalition. We will be having a voters registration drive. The date, I am not sure, but it's going to be one day this week. And we're also going to have a registration drive next Monday. Next Monday, and I think it's this Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. But it will be posted on the Mike Test Entertainment TV's Facebook page, MIC. TEST, Entertainment TV's Facebook page, as well as on my page and in the Right the Wrong Coalition group. And if you have more questions about that drive, give me a call, 844-642-8378, extension 8808. Again, that's 844-642-8378, extension 888, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Now, let's speak to Francetta Mays before we get into talking with our guests. How are you tonight, Francetta?
I'm super fantastic, sis. How are you?
I am fine. And everybody, I'm introducing her now as Francetta Mays, the president-elect of the NAACP. She will be taking her seat in January 1st. So I am so excited for you, Francetta, and congratulations.
Hey, thank you. It's been a rough road, but you know, we in the house now, so we get ready to shake up some stuff. Here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, you're definitely going to be shaking it up. And I am so excited. You know, for you, I knew you were going to get it. I mean, I've already been calling you the president anyway, but so the word says speak those things as though they were, you know, so yes. So, all right. So,
look at you.
right. So God is good. He is awesome. He's awesome. So tonight we're going to be talking to some candidates. We have some candidates there right there in your state of Oklahoma, and we also have some candidates in the state of Pennsylvania we're going to be talking to tonight. So let's bring on, I'm going to first bring on Kathleen Lucas, who is the executive director of Pennsylvanians Alternatives to the death penalty, for alternatives to the death penalty. So, and we all know that we're not for the death penalty, And I think that's one thing that we all agree on here, that we are not for the death penalty. And, you know, but yet people are still being executed. Pennsylvania still has the death penalty. And that's such a sad thing that Pennsylvania has a death penalty. And so many other states do as well. And we have not gotten rid of it in this country. And it needs to be abolished. It does not need to be in place. No one needs to be executed. And they're still executing people by lethal injection in this country, gas in this country, and now even by firing squad in this country. And it's just a crazy, crazy, crazy thing. So we're going to talk with Kathleen, and she's also a part of the York County Dems, the York County Democratic Party there, where she is the regional director and also a state committee member. So let's talk with Caroline, not Caroline. I'm going to call everybody Caroline tonight. Kathleen, how are you tonight?
I'm well. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on. Now, Kathleen and I, we both had the pleasure of sitting on a panel last week in Harrisburg for compensation for exonerees here in Pennsylvania, which all of you know that I have been relentlessly fighting for exonerees in this state to be compensated, since Pennsylvania is only one of 12 states that don't compensate. And so we sat on that panel before the Judiciary Committee, and it was a very, very productive hearing. We both spoke. Reverend Fordham spoke, who we'll be talking to later on tonight. And also Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree Vincent Moto spoke. And it went very well. It went very well. Just a few things that need to be ironed out in that bill. And hopefully it will be moved to the floor so that they can vote on that bill, because it's been long overdue, long overdue. So that was a good day, a good day. Now, Kathleen, talk to us about this election in the state of Pennsylvania. Why is it, and around this country, why is this election such a crucial election? What is going on?
But let me start with Pennsylvania, because honestly, I'm so obsessed with it, I can hardly think about the rest of the country. We have, fabulous candidates running, and we also have people that are frankly dangerous that are running to fill elected offices that affect our everyday lives, and it scares me. It really, really does. We have someone running for governor, and he thinks that if a woman has an abortion, that she should be charged with murder. He wears a Confederate uniform for pictures. I could go on and on, but that's not who I want representing me. I grew up at a time when rights were something that we fought for and that we were moving in the right direction towards. And now with what's happening with the Supreme Court, for the first time, the Supreme Court is actually taking away rights. So elections have big, big consequences. And then if you look at who is running, you know, at the state level, we have, again, some fabulous candidates. And I'm going to let Dr. Higgins talk about her own race, because the person that she is running against is not my favorite person in the world. And I can just leave it at that. Then we have Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is running for U.S. Senate. And his opponent is someone who really should go back to New Jersey. And I think for me, the most important thing, which is more scary than anything else, is voting rights. And sitting at meetings where they're discussing how to count and how not to count ballots, it's chilling. It's absolutely chilling. So for me, it's voting rights and women's rights and all kinds of other things, but voting rights are first.
Yes, voting rights, definitely. Now, now, what are some of the things, what are the I guess, the rules of being able to vote when people go to the polls this election. What do they need to bring so that people can be clear on how they can vote this election if they're already registered?
Sure. Well, what they should bring with them to the polls is five friends. And then in addition to those five friends, if it is your first time voting in that particular precinct, then you need to bring valid state-issued ID. If you've been voting in the same place for quite a while, then you don't need to bring ID. I'll tell you honestly, I really recommend that people vote by mail. You can just go online to Vote PA and fill out an application for an absentee ballot. It comes to your home. You can fill it out in privacy, and then you just mail it back in. I'm so concerned about election integrity and not in the way folks have been talking about it on the opposite side. There's such a strong effort to keep people from voting, and the stuff that they're doing is just despicable. For example, last time I went to vote in person, there was a constable there who was wearing a gun and was doing that, you know, tough guy police stance that we all know so well. And I'm thinking, why is he here? So I actually called the Board of Elections and said, hey, there's a guy with a gun standing here, and I find it intimidating. What's going on? Well, it turns out he's a constable, and he's supposed to go from place to place just to make sure everything is okay. But that's not what he did. He stood in my polling place for at least 90 minutes. And, you know, if I were in the least bit concerned that I had an unpaid traffic ticket or something else, I might have turned around and not tried to vote. And it, our votes are so important. If they weren't this important, they wouldn't be fighting to take them away. So anyway, you can vote by mail. If you choose to vote on election day in person, again, if it's your first time voting, you'll want to bring ID. Before you go to vote, I would encourage you to double check and triple check to make sure that your polling location has not changed. Unfortunately, that does happen. And here in York County, where Dr. Higgins and I are, they have a drop box, and it's actually a drive-up. So once you get your ballot in the mail, you can fill it out and drive up and put it in the ballot box, which I think is really, really cool. But first,
yeah,
bring your friends.
That sounds
five
cool.
Friends. Yeah, five friends.
I like that. Bring five friends, people. When you go vote, bring five friends with you so they can vote as well. And now, are there any registration drives being held in York County this upcoming week?
Every day is a registration drive. And I have to admit, I am in New York City for a family thing. And so I don't have that in front of me, but I'm sure that Judith can tell us for sure. And you can also vote at any time online. But let me point you towards a resource called Mobilize. And at Mobilize, you can look to see what's happening in your area. You can search by city, you can search by state, you can search by zip code, you can search by type of event. And all of the canvassing and voter registration that's going on will be listed in there.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Judith, thank you. I'm calling you Judith. Hey, Kathleen, thank you so much.
Yes, sure.
Thank you so much for sharing. And just stay on in case people have questions for you later in the show. We're going to go ahead and bring on Judith Higgins, who is running for PA Senate in District 28. How are you this evening, Judith? Dr. Judith Higgins, should I say. How are you this evening?
I'm very good, thank you. I think it's the 24th of October is the final day to register for mail-in ballots.
Right.
Online registration is October 24th, so the deadlines are running up pretty quick, and you can go online and register so easily at vote.gov. It's so easy.
Okay. And so when people register online, that goes directly to the government
local,
center for the voters registration center?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It
awesome.
Is registered
awesome.
In a state system and down to the county that they're aligned with. And then they'll send them their ballot if they also registered for the mail-in ballot.
Okay. Okay. And now do you consider it to be a more efficient way, a more, I guess, for them to do it that way than register with the application form, the paper application?
I would rather they did it online because I think it's going to be quicker because I'm still concerned
mm-hmm.
about what happens with the mail system.
Okay.
Things getting lost, delayed. And since it's getting close, I would rather they just went ahead and did it online. That way, at least, it's
yeah.
dated before the 24th.
Right, right. Now, when all the different organizations that are having registration drives and the people that go around in the communities and knock on people's doors to see if they're registered to vote and people that stand out in areas with a lot of foot traffic, with their clipboards trying to get people to vote. Now, do they actually go and turn those applications into a voter registration center in their county or city?
And yes, they do.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and is that done on a daily basis? Once they collect them, do they turn them in each day? Or
as much as they can, I'm sure. Like our offices
okay.
are open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so I'm sure with all the canvassing that's and the voter registrations that's going on the weekends that they would get them in probably Monday so that they can get them, you know, registered to vote.
Okay, okay. Because I guess what I'm trying to ask, like, okay, so – because I'm just wondering, when they collect these applications, do they take them
mm-hmm.
back to their organization's office and they just sit, or are they required
oh, no.
to, like,
they
okay.
take them to the registration office within the county, and there's only one.
Okay,
so.
Awesome. Okay,
and
awesome.
It's literally
awesome. Okay.
Right up the block from our office, so it's fairly quick.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. 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 All right. So now, Judith, tell us a little bit about yourself, why you decided to run for Pennsylvania Senate.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. 4 years ago, if you have really bad nightmares, you'll remember that Scott Wagner ran for governor against Tom Wolf. And Scott
mm-hmm.
Wagner was actually the senator for York County. So he quit the seat about 6 months before the end of his term. So we had no representation in York County for those 6 months in the Senate. I ran against Kristen Phillips Hill and Julie Wheeler for the primary, and Kristen won the primary, and I won my primary. We moved forward, and my only experience had been, well, not small experience, 17 years as an Eastern York School Board director. So I was known in a lot of different areas because of that and felt that I was at least a strong enough candidate that I could challenge her. And for a first-time run in a red county, I ended up with 37% of the vote. So not bad. Not enough to win, but not bad. The reason I decided to run again this time was I am a veteran. I spent 13 years in the Air National Guard. My husband is a veteran. My father-in-law is a veteran. And our son is currently serving active duty in Guam in the Navy. So we believe that service to the country and upholding the Constitution are very, very important. And defending the rights that people have fought and died for hundreds of years in the United States is not something to be taken lightly. Kristen Phillips Hill was one of the people who decided that she was going to support the big lie. She has sided with Mastriano. She signed the letter to send to Mitch McConnell to overturn the duly cast votes of Pennsylvanians. And that's completely unacceptable. It is un-American, it is unconstitutional, and it is a slap in the face to all the veterans who have supported her for 8 years as she was in the House of Representatives before she was in the Senate. I was not going to just let that slide. We have also discovered that she is the co-sponsor of the constitutional amendment to ban abortions in Pennsylvania. And we have already been informed by a number of businesses that that is an economic decision that they will have to consider a relocation of their businesses because they will not put their employees into that kind of economic straits or those kind of healthcare concerns. Now, to me, that says that it's the wrong direction, but she's pressing ahead and pretending like she's this really sweet person who's, you know, just the nicest person ever, and she's stabbing women in the back. She's stabbing veterans in the back. She has been in charge of the Broadband Committee for Pennsylvania in the Senate and has done nothing. We still had the same issues when COVID hit, and even York County, there are areas that do not have broadband, have never had broadband, including York City has areas that do not have broadband coverage. So what job has she done when now we're affecting the technology, the economics, the education, the opportunities for small businesses to continue to survive during the COVID lockdown via technology? It didn't exist. So I really believe that this is an individual who is riding on the fact that she's hooked up with Mastriano and campaigned with him. She's hooked up with Trump. She was in the White House in November discussing what the next steps were going to be. She was part of the plan. That's unacceptable.
Wow.
And we have heard that she has been subpoenaed, but I have not been able to confirm that independently. But it's just not what Pennsylvania needs. It's not what our community needs.
Okay. And now, do you have any type of political background, Dr. Higgins?
17 years working in a school board. Trust me. You learn a lot about politics because we have to deal with the state budgets and the rules and the regulations that they keep passing down for unfunded mandates and charter schools and all kinds of other things that are coming across Pennsylvania. Eastern is not a large school district. There are 13 in York County, and we are over next to Lancaster. But in the time that we were there, that I was on the board, we raised our scores. We improved the ability for teachers to feel like they could contribute to what their students were learning and not just a test. And we felt that was very important, while still taking into consideration the school taxes and our community to make sure that they were viable opportunities that our community could still get behind.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, what are your views and what do you plan to bring to the Senate in Pennsylvania as far as criminal justice issues like exoneration compensation and wrongful conviction, mass incarceration, and what are your views on those issues?
Well, the first thing that we need to take care of is expunging records that are for nonviolent crimes such as marijuana and start getting some people who have been denied the opportunity to succeed in life a chance to actually do something. I have worked with Salem Square Community Association, which is one of the poorest communities in York City. And the stories that I have heard about people being incarcerated and denied voting rights and driver's licenses and everything else, everything that's going to help you get ahead in life just because of marijuana is ridiculous. I think that there's lots of room to get people their records cleared to where we can now have individuals who can be successful, who can support their families, who can be productive individuals in society without somebody saying, oh, wait, you have this on there. It's ridiculous. That should be just erased. When it comes to some of the other areas, I know that Kathleen has been quite vocal, and I've listened a lot to what she has had to say, and I'm very comfortable saying that I can support banning the death penalty and that we have to have more consideration for what we're doing to people's lives. The pipeline into prisons for people of color has got to stop. It's just discrimination in the worst form, and we've got to do something about it. It's got to be done sooner rather than later. Okay. And I think some of it is going to be police education. Some of it is going to be the additional funding of mental health care to individuals and communities so that they are not kind of left out on a limb. And I think the police need the mental health support as well, because there's a lot of challenges that they're having to face. So when you start supplying more support to people who are in crisis, you're going to have less need for people to be arrested or shot, and that's got to end.
Okay, okay. And now, as far as compensating those that have been wrongfully convicted in the state of Pennsylvania, would you be in favor of a compensation bill being passed for those exonerees?
I am not familiar with this one. I have to admit that. So I would say it makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
But
so we know that
the
wrongful convictions. Yeah. So you know that wrongful convictions do exist. And in the state of Pennsylvania, there's 100 plus exonerees that have been, you know, wrongfully convicted at one point in their lives. And now they're home. In Pennsylvania, they do not pay them anything. Some are successful, very few, a handful, have been successful at filing civil lawsuits, which is totally different than a compensation bill. Pennsylvania is only one of 12 states that do not compensate those that have been exonerated. Yeah. Yeah, so many people still don't know that. And so we've been fighting now. I've been fighting for 10-plus years for a compensation bill. And the man, Vincent Moto, he'll be 60 years old. He has been fighting now for 26 years. He was the first person to be exonerated through the use of DNA in the state. And this year has been the furthest that a bill has gotten. This is the furthest. We've had two hearings, one with the Policy Council Committee and, Policy Committee, and last week, one with the Judiciary Committee. So next spring is probably when it's going to go to vote, and maybe in January when they reconvene. But I'm thinking probably more like in the spring. So you would be in office at that time. So would you vote yes?
God willing, yes.
For, okay. Okay. So if you're in office, you would vote yes?
I think so, yes. It makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Caroline, do you have any questions for Dr. Higgins?
No, I like what she said. Obviously, I'm a big supporter of the exoneration compensation and for all the things that we stand for. But Dr. Haynes, thank you for standing up to those who don't have a voice. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
That was very important to me because I know too many folks who have been put into positions of fear simply because they don't know who to go to. They've tried and they've been, you know, unsuccessful. And how many of us could really continue to press on and to be that strong? If I can help uplift people and be their voices, that's what I'll do, because people are more important than politics.
Amen. Amen to that, Dr. Higgins. Amen to that. Francetta, do you have any questions for Dr. Higgins?
I just love Dr. Higgins. She sounds like she's caught the wave of what the Lord is trying to do in this season, and that is to make life about humanitarian, more humanitarian efforts, really beginning to become more sensitive. I loved her honesty with your question, just the fact that she would have to look at it and she listened attentively to you and was able to respond back that it just made sense. Those are the people that we've got to pay attention to and then hold them accountable to what they say. I mean, we've been sold so much other stuff, shall I say, that this is
You're just so polite.
We have to look at it. We have to look at it and take off the rose-colored glasses and see things for what they really are. And it's really been messed up. So we get an opportunity to see the hearts of people that are looking at humanity being what it is. And, no, I totally give her respect. I wish I lived there to vote for her. So, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you, Dr. Higgins, for sharing with us. And thank you for having the courage to run for PA Senate. And I definitely wish you the best. Yes, she definitely needs to be de-seated, okay? So I wish you the best. And
thank you so much.
Stay on in case someone has any questions for you once we open up the call lines to callers. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, we'll be right back after station identification, everybody. Just one moment.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody who called in to this wonderful show, being sponsored tonight by the wonderful people at GAIN. And what more can we say about GAIN? GAIN is a wonderful, outstanding freshener for your clothes. So trust GAIN. Now, of course, we're broadcasting live on the Lagos, Nigeria. And all you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation after we interview our people. And it is 516-453-9133. Again, press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by those wonderful people at Ngozi Time Multimedia. And now back to Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you, Brother O. Wow. So we've heard from Kathleen Lucas out of York County, Pennsylvania, and we've heard from Dr. Judith Higgins out of York County, Pennsylvania. Now we're going to hear from Jerome Fordham out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's with the NAACP and also with NAN. How are you tonight, Reverend Fordham?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fine.
Chinchilla, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Reverend Fordham. So Reverend Fordham was also with us on that panel last week for the exoneration and compensation hearings, and it was a great day. So, Reverend Fordham, I know that you're out here in the field pushing this election, trying to get certain candidates elected for this midterm election. So tell us about the candidates that you are supporting and why do you feel it's important that they win this election?
Well, I'm going to say the same thing as Kathleen said earlier. Voting rights is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. If we don't get ourselves together, this going to be, we're going to have a terrible time, not only in our state, but for this country. So I behoove everybody to vote. And women's right is on the ballot. Anytime you have a Marciano who can say he can overturn any election, take him at his word. He is very, very serious about that. Anytime he can say that, that is a fact. He will do just that. And what gets to me most of all is that people like him would say he don't abortion rights. That I'm sick and tired of guys always telling women what they can do with their bodies, but no one ever told them what men can do with their own bodies. They always want to tell women what to do and how to handle themselves. Why don't they handle themselves with discrepancy and decency and with honor? What I like about when I look at what Marciano is doing, I don't see anything positive he have to offer. I look and I see what the former president did. The former president did the insurrection on January 6th. He incited that. Josh Shapiro took him to court 43 times. Josh Shapiro won 43 times. And as I said, democracy is at risk. And Mastriano wanted to decertify certain or all elections. He wanted to do what he wants to do. This is not a dictatorship. We are still in a democracy. And this is what I see. It's tough. We have to get everybody. I like what Kathleen said, get everybody to the poll. Everybody who goes to the poll, bring five people. And when you take those five back home, tell them bring five more. And take those five back and find five more. We must win this election. We need to win this election. When we talk about also about Fetterman, I see they're saying things about Fetterman, about he didn't, his family took care of him until he was 49 years of age. And if Fetterman family took care of him and he stayed in his parents' house, then why should he pay tax? Shouldn't his parents pay that tax if it's his parents' home? That don't make sense to me. He don't own the stuff his parents sold it. So, you know, it's a lot of things that they're saying just do not make sense to me. And we must do something to counteract this stuff. We need someone who believes in democracy. We don't need weak and spineless people like the Republicans. They are weak and spineless. They want to put anybody up to run and challenge an election. They don't care who it is. Look at this guy in Georgia. I mean, we in Pennsylvania, look what's going on in Georgia. This is everything all over this country. They are putting up people who just want to get a job to overturn Roe v. Wade and overturn no unions. They don't believe in union busting. They want to destroy union. This type of thing is unacceptable. Unacceptable. A banned union. This is unacceptable. We must stand up for what we believe in. And just like Josh did, Shapiro did with the union, there's a restaurant on Baltimore Pike called the Empire Restaurant. Josh helped those people win $1.1 million where the owners was taking the tips from the waitresses and paying other people with them. That's ungodly. But Josh stopped that. He took on hard cases, and he wins. So, people can do what they want us to do, but I just see the help for me would be John Shapiro and Fetterman, John Fetterman. Oh, John may not be a perfect candidate, but John is better than Oz any day. I would have a sick John Fetterman than a well Oz any day. 24/7.
Well, you know, before Dr. Chichot Jay says anything, I got to comment on something that you said, Reverend, which I'm kind of like perplexed to a certain extent. You being a man of God, I don't understand how you can be for abortion. You talking about a woman's right. So,
okay.
You know, hold on. Am I finished? Like I said, I mean, how can you be a man of God and be for abortion? And you have a pulpit, don't you?
Finish your point. I will wait till you finish. Go ahead.
Right. I'm just saying. So how can you be for abortion? How can you say it's a woman's right? And is that biblical?
Okay, so is it biblical that women have no right? Women to sit there and be quiet in church and don't say nothing and do nothing? That's a woman.
That has nothing to do.
Wait.
First of all, we're not going to talk over each other. But I hope I didn't step on your toe, Reverend Forehand. I mean, this is talk radio. You know what I mean? And to me, you being a man of God, to me, I think it's moronic for you come on our air and say that a woman has the right to have an abortion. I don't think it's your place to say that. So we're not going to go back and forth, okay? I just made a comment. You can go ahead and make your comment without raising your voice, and we go right back, and we got a lot of people on the air. But one thing, I didn't understand it. So calm yourself down, Reverend Forehand. We'll bring you back on the line, and we'll go back to our show.
All right.
Go ahead. Express your pain. We're not going to go back and forth. It's not an argument. I brought up a point. You're being emotional,
no.
And I'm being logical.
Let me say this. I'm not emotional. Let me say this.
Yeah, you sound emotional.
I'm passionate about what I say and what I do. I'm very passionate about this. I'm tired of people telling women what they cannot do, what they cannot say. I've seen so many women took one potato feed, 7 head of kids, no man in the house, telling women what they can and cannot do. I'm sick of this. And I'm sick of men telling women what they can or cannot be. A woman has the right to do and be whatever they want to be. That's their body. Who are you? Who am I to tell them what they can't do with their bodies? Who am I to say that? People, you go to wars. Look at the wars going on. Women being raped in wars and killed and murdered by the millions. Who said they're about war? Is war right? War is wrong. Killing is wrong anywhere, anytime. Women have the right to speak up for themselves. That's right is right, and wrong is just simply wrong. That's all I'm saying. Right is right, and who are any man can send other? You got people want to send young men to war. Their kids don't go to war. Their family goes to the mall and go shopping. But the poor, the black and minority, they go fight these wars. While their parents, while they go to see people with $10,000 shoes on their boots on their feet, and kids are dying. Come on, man. Come on. I have a problem with that.
Wow.
I have a problem with it. I'm sorry. I have a problem with it. Until we stop all murders, all killing, wars, women being raped, and until all the cease and desist, I have a problem with any man saying women can't do or be what she want to do. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with it. And when you go scripture on me, that's go scripture. That's go biblical. I'm with you. Let's see what the Bible said. I can handle myself.
Well, I'm not even going to express my opinion on the matter tonight. I did on shows in the past, so I'm not going to comment on that tonight. But, you know, if we were to talk biblically, which is, you know, this is a very controversial issue, definitely. When it comes to abortion and, you know, a woman's right to do what she wants with her body, that's a very controversial issue. But if we were taking it from a biblical standpoint, this is where, you know, to me, like the Democratic Party differs from the Republican Party because, you know, the Bible, God doesn't want us to have an abortion. He doesn't want us to kill because that's taking life, having an abortion. So it's wrong in God's eyes, and that's the viewpoint that the Republican Party comes from with the stance on abortion or against abortion. But the Democrats are for women's rights, and believe that a woman should be able to have the right to choose. And that's something else that is biblical because God gives us all a right to choose whether we're going to serve him or whether we're going to serve the devil, whether we're going to do what's right or whether we're going to do what's wrong. And whatever our choices are, we have to be held accountable for the choices that we make, whether they're wrong or right in the eyes of God. And, you know, that's a heart issue. And, you know, people have to make that choice. But I will say this, I don't believe that anybody should dictate to someone else what they can or cannot do, because everyone has a choice, you know. So that's a very controversial topic, and I do believe that there are certain situations where a woman should be able to have an abortion, you know, especially if the baby is dying within her body. Like there were a few cases where a baby was dead in a woman's body, but they wanted that lady to carry that baby to term. Then there was another where a baby was dying in the womb, and the lady was going to be forced to carry that baby to term just for it to be stillborn, which is very detrimental to a woman's psyche. And those women that are raped, and they may not be able to cope with the fact that they were raped and don't want to have a baby, you know. And I'll share this again. I shared this months ago when the Supreme Court ruled on overturning Roe versus Wade. When I was young, you know, I think I was about maybe 20, and I was raped, and I got pregnant from that rape. And I did not want to keep that baby because I was not only raped, but I was brutally beaten and disfigured. And, you know, so that to me was, it would have been a constant reminder of that rape that I experienced and the torture I experienced. I was handcuffed and, you know, locked up in a basement. I mean, I went through it. And so that, to me, I could not cope with having a baby by a rapist, someone that raped me and tortured me and brutally beat me. So I had an abortion. At that time, I was not a child of God. I was not saved or in the church or anything like that. And I can't say if that would have happened to me later on in life when I became a Christian and, you know, sold out for the Lord and the woman of God, if I would have made that same decision or not. I can't say whether I would have or not. But these are issues that women face every day when it comes to abortion. So we don't know the whys. But then again, here's something else I always say. If you don't want to have a baby, now these are for the women that don't get raped. Those of you that are out there being loose, just opening your legs and having sex, unprotected sex, sex out of marriage and all of that, you need to stop. Use protection, birth control, make the guy wear a condom if you don't want to have a baby. So to me, that's wrong with the women that are out there just, you know, having sex and getting pregnant, then they go run and have an abortion. That's wrong. I think that's wrong. Okay, so that's my spill on that. And now let's go to station identification again, and then we're going to bring on our next guest, who will be Elizabeth Devo, who is the campaign manager for Linda Steele. So listen to station
guess
identification.
Guess what? It's
right
Speak
there.
Up Sunday. We will be opening up the phone lines for comments and questions. And for you to speak up, speak out, and be a voice tonight right here on News Forum with your girl, Chinchilla J. So if you have a question tonight, you know what to do. Press 1 if you're already on the call. And if you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web, dial 516-453-9133 and press 1. You're tuned in to the Queen of Justice, Dr. Chinchilla J. On News Forum. Tonight, we're talking midterm elections 2022. What's at stake for you? Right here on WBNN, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria.
All right, everybody. Yes. A controversial topic always when it comes to abortion rights, everybody. Very controversial. So right now we're going to bring on the campaign manager for Linda Steele, Elizabeth Devo. How are you tonight, Liz?
Hey, it's really good to talk to you. I'm glad to be here. I'm
awesome.
Yeah,
Liz,
a lot
of feedback on your phone.
Yeah, hold on a second, Chinchilla. Yeah, if you want a speakerphone, Liz, take yourself off speakerphone, and we're going to put you on ice for a second until you do that, because it sounds like you're in the shower. So we want to make sure that, you know, you get clear, because we got a whole lot of people listening. I want everybody to hear what you have to say. I'm going to put Chinchilla on ice for a second. Now, for those who thought that, you know, Reverend Forham and I were going back and forth, we're not going back and forth. I made a comment, and I stood on my comment, and for the first time in the history of our network, we have never had a minister of the cloth say, you know, therefore women's rights to choose abortion. And did I want to come on tonight and talk about that? No. But one thing I will do, if something is in error, I'm going to bring it up. You know why? This is my station. Now back to Chichilla J. And that's why we're going to talk about that, okay? Now back to Chichilla. I said what I said. Now back to Chichilla J and her guest. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brother O. All right. So, Elizabeth, how is that line now? Let's hear your sound now.
While she getting herself together, we got some callers. We're gonna bring these callers on. Callers have been so patient, and we'll keep moving. That's what we do right here at WBNN.
All right.
Call number one. You're live right now with Chichilla J and News Forum.
How are you,
I'm
caller?
Number one. First of all, can y'all hear me clearly?
Yes, we can, Brother Hooney. How are you tonight?
Oh boy, I'm a plead the fifth right now. But the question I got for the senator and anyone who's running for office is, I say, what is a hate crime bill? All the other stuff that everybody's bickering about have nothing to do with us. And one of the main things that's affecting us, especially over here in this country, is the hate crime bill that everybody either tiptoe around or act like that don't exist. I want to know what the problem is. Because the truth of the matter, and that goes to show just the other day, how Caucasians are treated versus how we are treated. Okay? And bottom line is, that's a serious issue. And what get me is our people, African Americans or whatever you want to call, can fight for everything else but that. Yeah, we got a serious problem with black on black crime. Yeah. But that's besides the point. The bottom line is, in this country, Caucasians have got comfortable in doing what they have done, continue to do, and have no intention on stopping. It's amazing how quickly they pass it for the Chinese, but all of a sudden when it comes to us and our issues, that's a serious issue. And I feel like anyone, African-American, Native American, or anything that we call, if we don't hold and hold our ground on that, then we deserve what happens. Notice how they kept that little 15-year-old. Notice how they are so sensitive when it comes to when one of them commit a crime. And all of you melanated people, whatever you call, if you're not concerned with that, this country should be in an outrage right about now, especially when it comes to us. Anyway, that's my $9.99, but Ms. Tim Chiller, I got some good news for you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to say congratulations, 2021 WBNN New Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 66 all-time. You don't need another six. Anyway, this is your second consecutive with the – I wanted to make you laugh. With the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late great Hall of Famer. Let me put this plug in. The tone of voice you're listening to is Hooney Bach Artoon. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show's coming up, and I love talking about issues that a lot of people want to tiptoe around, which is the critical race theory. What are they trying to hide?
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Thank you for sharing tonight, and thank you for that great news. And we're going to take another caller. Right there, caller, we're going to have a track. And then we're going to hear from my other special guest out of Oklahoma who's running for Attorney General. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hi. Peace and blessings, Chinchilla. How are you? And peace and blessings to your guests.
Yes. Hi, Sister Bessie. How are you?
Hi. And congratulations to your record. I have a question. When it comes to voting, the citizens of America is allowed to vote. And are there any other people that are not citizens allowed to vote? And that's addressed to the doctor that's running for senator.
Dr. Higgins.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Higgins, would you like to answer that? Dr. Higgins?
All right, should I get Dr. Higgins on right
okay.
now? Give me one second.
Kathleen.
Yeah, no. But should I get Dr. Higgins
okay.
on right now? And, yep, here we go.
Okay.
And that'll be 66. Yep, here we go at this time. Make sure they're still there. I mean, I think Dr. Higgins might have left. Yep, Dr. Higgins left. So there we go. We'll go to Kathleen.
Okay, hi. So the only people who get to vote in the United States are citizens. Was that the question?
Yes. So if we have a lot of the immigrants coming into the U.S., mm-hmm. how long does it take them to become citizens?
Mm. That is such a good and complicated question. Mm-hmm. I actually did work as a volunteer with asylum seekers in the U.S., so I know a little bit about it.
Yes.
It depends on how that person enters. For example, if you are married to a U.S. citizen and come in with a visa through that, it's one set of time before you can become a citizen. If you come in on a work visa, sometimes that can be extended. Sometimes you can get an employer that will sponsor you. It's not easy. I guess that would be the
yeah.
easiest thing to say. It's not like you arrive and you become a citizen. It's
right.
years.
Okay. So it takes us some time.
All
okay.
right.
I want to thank you for your answer, and thank you for all that you do, Chinchilla. I wanted to call in and give my support. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther, and my show will be back on the 11th of next month. Peace and blessings to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Bessie, for calling in tonight. Thank you. All right. We're going to bring on our next guest, but before we bring her on, I want to just give you guys an update on the Eagles-Cowboys game. And, you know, we know that the Eagles went into this game today 5-0, and they're like the best so far in the NFL this season. And they're playing Dallas tonight. The Dallas Cowgirls, they're playing them tonight. And right now they're in the fourth quarter, and there's 13 minutes and 11 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And right now the Eagles are up with 20, Dallas 17. And I hope I'm looking at the right thing, but that's what it says right now, y'all. So we up. Everybody, the Eagles fans out there, and I thank you all for, like, listening to News Forum tonight, even though this game is on tonight, and I know a lot of Eagles fans are out there tonight. But we're here talking about the midterm elections, and now we're going to go on to Oklahoma. And Elizabeth said her phone is fine now, so we're going to bring her on, and we're going to talk to her for a couple minutes, and then we're going to bring on Linda Steele. All right, Elizabeth, how are you tonight? Elizabeth? All right.
We're going to play a track real quick and get this together, and then we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. my mind's at ease. I got a little money, yeah, to buy the things I need for me and my lady, yeah. Ain't that been so mellow? Oh, now ain't that mellow?
Ain't that been so
mellow? Oh, baby, ain't that mellow?
Ain't that mellow?
Oh, I've got it made, that's what I'm talking about. Going down to the fashion store and get myself decked out. Going down to the dealer, buy myself a brand new car. Me and my lady can ride. Ain't that mellow, mellow? Oh, baby, ain't that mellow?
Ain't that mellow?
Oh, now, baby, ain't that mellow?
Ain't that mellow?
Thank you, Brother O, for that track. We're going to bring on Linda Steele, who is running for Attorney General in the state of Oklahoma. How are you tonight, Linda? Linda?
All right. Here we go again.
you did, okay. Did you do Linda that time, not Michelle? I mean, not...
Yeah, I sure did. 3737, right, Chichella? 3737, right?
Is that
right?
For Linda?
Uh-huh.
Let me look. I don't know.
Yes, it's been a crazy night. It's been a crazy night. I'll tell you that for sure. I'm looking at 3737. We're bringing some other people here. Let's try to bring on this caller right here from Michigan. You're live right now with Chinchilla J.
Linda is 0779.
She's 0779. Okay. Oh, you okay.
Yeah.
The shower. Okay. Let's just try to make sure the line is clear this time. All right. Linda, can we hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hello. How are you, Linda?
I am doing so good. I've been listening to the show this whole time, anticipating coming on, and then had the worst connection.
Well, we're glad that the connection is good now. So, Linda, tell us why you are running for Attorney General. First tell us why. And then let's talk about your political experience, okay, which is going to be interesting. And women, you're
yes,
going
please.
To love this, okay? Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, ma'am. So I am a gutsy, ballsy, courageous, libertarian candidate running for Attorney General in the state of Oklahoma who has found herself in the most opportune moment of her life. I called this in July when I said this is a political historical moment. People need to pay attention to what's happening right now. There is no Democrat in my race. There is one Republican. He is not supported by his party. I have consequently personal life that has been surrounded in righting wrongs of legislation that has hurt people, to be very broad, right? Because there's so much to talk about when you find out not only the powers and the qualifications to run for attorney general and, you know, how much change that this one person can incite just by being elected by the people. I was approached by the Libertarian Party last year to speak on their panel this year in February for criminal justice reform because of my background. And my background is in nonprofit work and community activism. And this all started in 2016. I was a soldier in the military in the Oklahoma Army National Guard. Legislation passed allowing women to have combat MOSs. And, you know, my life from that point has been put onto this trajectory where on my personal level, I've tried to stay out of the arms of politics since 2016 and really into the immediate action need of the community. And right now in my life, it's just coming forward with this opportunity to be Oklahoma's next attorney general. So I have a very, very interesting background. I am a politician up and coming, but I am a community grassroots. I don't think you can call yourself a leader, but I feel very led. And, you know, I have this amazing team. We are an all-woman, authentic. All four of us have no political affiliation. We have been boots on the ground since July. And, you know, every percentage of this vote came from our heart, our sweat, our stories, you know, our womanhood, our take on justice. And so this is a political historical moment for Oklahoma, and I think people are starting to get it.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, what do you think that you would do differently than what the AG is doing now there in Oklahoma?
I mean, I would wake up differently. I'm sure we wake up differently. But starting with the fact that the Attorney General himself right now has had the ability to write opinionated briefs into the lives of 4 million Oklahomans based off of his elected position and the morals and ethics he carries simply because he was appointed as the background of being an attorney with the innate assumption that he was ethical because he was educated in the law. And he wakes up every day in that privilege and makes decisions for 4 million people. Given this opportunity to lead Oklahoma in a better direction with the purpose of inciting a justice reform, I would wake up every day to network with my community-led resources, my activists, in the specific 7 divisions that have already been, you know, constructed within this office. And I would open these doors to the people who have been fighting to be a part of this conversation. I want to incite a justice reform. I know how hard activists have worked. I've only worked for 6 years, and there's been injustice movements for centuries. I'm not blind, I'm not ignorant, and I'm not deaf. I'm going to use this opportunity to listen to the community, understand the treaties here in Oklahoma. We are very different than most states because, you know, we are on tribal jurisdiction. You know, it's a part of our state constitution. You know, the decisions that I will have the privilege to make will come with a lot of counsel from people who have better solutions that have yet to be heard. And I deeply respect that as this opportunity, you know, almost 21 days now approaches.
Wow. Yeah, it's approaching quickly. Yes, we have actually 3 weeks and 2 days before Election Day. Wow. So now how has the Oklahomans, do you call them Oklahomans or Oklahomians?
Yes.
What is
yes,
Oklahoma?
We are Oklahomans.
Okay.
We're Oklahomans.
So how has the response been there for you when you're out campaigning? Has it been favorable? How has it been for you on the campaign trail?
It's been, you know, I'm not going to say it's been wonderful as in it's been easy. I've had to fight to be a part of conversations. You know, there's been forums I haven't been invited to. There's been interviews that have been done that won't be shown on TV. I've done 7. They've viewed 2. I've been in rooms that you won't see pictures of. You know, I do face that discrimination as being, you know, a third-party candidate, a libertarian candidate, and being unknown politician. I'm known within the community because of my work, but not known on such an aggressive scale to say, you know, I can have this executive role. So I've fought for that every step of the way. I've switched leadership. I've switched roles, you know, or not roles, but direction. But I will say, not with there not being a Democrat in my race, that has really worked in my favor. It's given me an opportunity to have open conversations, solutionary conversations with other politicians. And, you know, I get to remind people, you guys are running for the legislature. I am not. I am running for the justice system. I don't pass bills. I don't focus on writing legislation and how I'm going to get a bill to the floor. That's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to ensure what does get passed is constitutional. And if it isn't, I'm not stamping it. It does not get a rubber stamp. I am not friends with the legislature. I'm here to balance the legislature and have necessary conversations. And I think that's created a lot of optimism for people to want to converse with me. I think my opponent running his staunch Republican war on drugs, you know, good old boy, I'm an attorney, trust me, Oklahoma's over it. We've been lied to for too long. We've been silenced nationally when we know we have major issues. We don't rank last in everything for no reason. And to have a candidate who's willing to say that out loud has, I haven't had a lot of pushback from people who are willing to meet me. And that's regardless of their political background. You know, as a libertarian, Republicans and Democrats talk to me differently than how they would talk to each other. So it's been really, really interesting. I wouldn't take it back. I fought to keep it my way, and I can only say I'm proud of what we've done.
All right. That's awesome. That's really awesome, Linda.
Thank you.
Let's see. So, so stay on the line. We're going to see if we have any questions. Some people may have some questions for you, but stay on the line.
Sure.
I want to get to this caller from Michigan who's been waiting to say something. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you this evening?
All right, Rachel, you're calling.
How are you?
There we go.
Okay. Hey, Chinchilla.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, how
this
are
is
you?
Angela.
Oh, hey, Angela.
I'm okay. I was just. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And I I'm just sitting here listening. I kind of wanted to chime in on something that just saying, agreeing with something that Hooney said, you know, I'm sitting here today. I actually, someone actually reached out to me about, and I'm going to be reaching out to you because they're actually incarcerated. And they are a part of the Texas Liberation Collective. Not sure if you are familiar with that, but he was talking about.
Say that again, Angela.
He was actually talking
familiar
about.
Familiar with what now?
He was actually talking about Juneteenth and us celebrating Juneteenth and a lot of, you know, controversy behind that with people that are incarcerated right now. You know, they're not with the Juneteenth, and we celebrating that. So, yeah, it's just a lot going on. But I thank you for all that you do because you bring a lot of light to a lot of stuff that, you know, we wouldn't know about, that a lot of us don't take the time to get involved in our communities and to get involved in the things that are going on. So without this show, a lot of us wouldn't even know what's going on right before our very eyes. So I'm thankful for what you do, because you keep us on our toes and you keep us aware. So thank you for what you do. And I appreciate all the guests that have come on and shared their opinions and their perception of things. That's what makes this world go around. You know, we all are different people. Yes. We all have different walks of life. And we all go, it's just okay sometimes to agree to not to agree. And it's okay. But I'm thankful for this show, because it's definitely allowing people to see some things. Whether you agree or not, these things are happening, and we need to be aware. So thank you for all that you do. And I'm gonna,
thank you so much, Angela.
Be quiet and continue to enjoy the show and give some other people a chance to come on and share as well. So thank you. I'll call in next week. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Thank you so much. That's Angela Thomas-Smith, everybody. She's also a host on this network, and her show is called Walking in Purpose with Angela. All right. We're going to go ahead now and speak to our caller from Michigan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Queen Chinchilla, the Queen of Justice?
I am fine. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing great. I am enjoying the show. It is truly a hot topic. And I love the way you explained it. I love the way you explained the abortion. I love that, because I totally agree with that. Everybody has their own opinion of what they believe in. And I don't knock that. You know what I'm saying? We don't all agree the same thing, and that's fine. That's fine. But I agree with what you were saying and how you explained it very clearly. It was perfect. It was, like they say, it was clear as a glass of ice water. So you can't get no clearer than that. So I am enjoying the show.
Wow.
I thank you, Queen Chinchilla, for all that you do. And your love and your support is truly a blessing. And I'm going to continue to support you and support the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Michelle, for calling in. Michelle has a husband that's wrongfully incarcerated in the state of Michigan, DeRico Thompson, and we're busy fighting for his freedom. So freedom is coming. So just stay prayerful and hopeful, Michelle, and stay encouraged. And thank you so much for always tuning in. All right. We're going to bring Brother O. He wants to address something, and then we're going to have our final remarks from our guests. And Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to say something that what Anselm Thomas just has said. There's a lot of things that we don't talk about. You know, they're mad about Juneteenth. So what? It's a national law now. And that's for the racists. The Ku Klux Klan can kiss my whole entire black. Now, when it comes down to, you know, the laws, when it comes to the voting rights and stuff like that, yes, we have to fight for those things. My opinion, and, you know, I'm very controversial, just like Dr. J. And I'm going to say what I say tonight. If you don't like it, you can email me at lbeverly17@gmail.com. The abortion law was not for colored people. It was to save the white race. White women were popping, they were doing abortion like they were popping pills. And of course, sometimes, you know, you don't have the birth rate to be the same way. And someone said, man, we got to stop this. So certain powerful people came together, put the right judges in the Supreme Court for their own agenda, and overturned Roe versus Wade. We have too many black children in the teenage, in the pubescent and adolescent realm that are dying in our streets. We don't need to have any abortions in the black community, honestly. That, like, just like Dr. Chinchilla Jay, you know, I'm very a proponent of, you know, incest and rape. Yes, that's to your judgment. You know, those things are fair, okay? But we're talking about people who have stature in our community, who we give money to, tithes and offering, whoever they are, to have a stance and say that they're for abortion, stand up for the blood of your Jesus Christ, it is contradictory, and it's sad. We have too much death in our community now. Like Dr. Jay said, let's, you know, go to contraception. Let's do a better job with that. Let's, you know, let's go to abstinence. That's what should be taught in the church. Abstinence. You know, this is supposed to be my Ngozi time. So it's going to be my Ngozi time. And then we're going to have final words from, you know, our guests and, you know, and other people. And we're going to get the, you know, the hell off this show before 11:56. We have a new American Civil War. Black-on-black violence where you hear gunshots at night, people trying to scare you off your property for gentrification. Yeah, I said it. Stand fast, people. The cowards that, you know that abide in their homes and know that criminal activity go on in your own community, and you don't stand up, that's what happens. You get more scared. This should be a revolution. It's not Ain't That Mellow Yellow in our communities anymore, because we allowed the children to take over. The children should never be able to take over the asylum, ever, never, ever, never. And that's our problem. I've been saying this, man. My campaign has been very, very swift. Effective parenting comes from the root. Are you an effective adult? Proper adulting brings forth proper parenting. If we can do this right and do this well, then we shall overcome. Tomorrow night right here on these WBNN stations, we have a show that hasn't been on for 2 months, and some folks don't even know it exists, but it's going to be, and it's Dr. Chinchilla Jay's favorite show. The legendary Merc City Hip Hop program featuring Retro Mirzy, the Boy Safir, Big Will Holmes, and our girl Diamond Dazzle, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time. Tomorrow night it's going to be YG versus Rich Homie Quan. And the Versus, again, the Hip Hop Chronicles, Chapter 75, tomorrow night right here on these WBN stations. The Dynasty, the Story. And we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi _ time. Ola Dele Malewi Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele. That goes with Maya@gmail.com, and I am the mentor. Lord Sire, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malewi Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2021 WBN New Host of the Year, with her presentation of her 66th all-time connection record, the fifth reigning commissioner of our network, Dr. Chinchilla J. All folks who hate me, continue to, because I don't want your love anyway. Now back to Dr. J.
Thank you, Brother O. And everybody said the Lord something. Okay. Anyway, that was funny. All right. Before I forget, I would like to have Pastor Mays and Pastor Forham still on. I want both of you to come back on for a moment before we bring on Kathleen and Linda. I want you all to come on to pray for one of our hosts. We have a host, Ava Holly, who's going in for major surgery tomorrow morning, really early tomorrow morning. She messaged me, and I told her that we would pray for her tonight. So I definitely want to send up a prayer for her. So Pastor Fordham and Pastor Mays, are you both still there?
Yeah, they are. And I just want prayer now. no more conversation of the show. Like Dr. Chinchilla J said, we're praying for our hosts. That's it. The show is over. All right. Bring on back on Dr. Mace, I call her, Franchetta, for some moment of prayer.
All right, Dr. O. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for the hearts of the intercessors, oh God, the hearts of your people that think about people such as our sister Ava. Father God, you already knew that we would be tested to see whether or not we would pray for her. You said in your word that one would bring 1,000 to flight, two would bring 10,000 to flight. We're using our spiritual authority right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking for you to examine us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we may be acceptable to come to your threshold of faith. And we ask that you dispatch your angels around the doctors, the nurses, the staff, the anesthesiologists. And Father God, we ask that you position those angels around our sister Ava right now. Lord, you created her body, and we just expect a miracle in the name of Jesus. Now bind every demonic spirit, witch or warlock, contractually or not, on assignment against her health and her healing. Cover her family. Give them everything that they need, Father God, in this time that they may be able to up through and hold her through. Now, Father God, we thank you for Dr. Chinchilla, Brother O, and all of the supporters of this wonderful show. Father God, we ask that you touch the hearts of the politicians and those that are running for office, Lord. Break their hearts for the people, God, that we may have a new Jerusalem in this day and this time. And I now seal this prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Fordham, can you say a prayer for Sister Ava Holly?
Yes. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Father, Lord, have mercy. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right.
Well, wait a minute. I got to go there. Hold on. I'm going to pray. I don't know what that was. God in heaven, we want to thank you for all the opportunities that we have as people. Let us never get to the point where we're angered in spirit, not to show love to one another. Our sister Ava Holly right now is going through a situation, and we want her to be strong and faithful to be able to do her job right here at WBNN. And I'm so thankful for all the people who call in on a constant basis to every one of our shows, not just News Forum. Give a outstanding word, a truthful word to all of us. Let our nays be our nays and our yeas be our yeas continuously. Let us be strong in what we chose to believe in, because we know by faith Ava Holly is healed. In the Creator's name, amen, amen again.
Yes, yes. And Father God, I thank you right now in the mighty precious name of Jesus that we all have touched and agreed to the healing of Ava and the surgery that will be taking place tomorrow morning, that you will touch and lead the doctor's hands and the nurse's hands, and that her surgery will come out successful, Lord God, and that you will recover quickly with a speedy recovery. Ava, we love you and get well, and we will see you on your next show. Thank you so much, Ava, for doing what you do for WBNN as a host. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Amen. I want to give each of my guests 30 seconds, Kathleen and Linda, 30 seconds to give your final remarks. We're going to start with you, Linda. Give us 30 seconds to close. Linda? Okay, we're going to go to Kathleen. Kathleen.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
We are not doing this, though. I want to thank you again, Dr. Chinchilla, for being, you know, the queen of justice, having this amazing platform, connecting people nation and worldwide, giving somebody like me, a libertarian candidate, third-party candidate, all-female grassroots campaign. I mean, we have – everything stacked against us, and yet we've prevailed in so many ways, and these ballot numbers are looking good. We want to encourage everybody to get out to the polls, you know, see this as an opportunity, encourage you the next 22 days, 21 days till the ballot November 8th, you know, see the possibilities. And thank you for helping me get to office.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Linda, quite welcome, and thank you for coming on. And we will chat soon. Thank you so much. All right, Kathleen Lucas.
Thank you. Linda, before you disappear, I want to just draw to your attention that Oklahoma has scheduled 25 executions about once a month through, I think, 2024. I would strongly encourage you to take a look at that. Oklahoma is becoming the killing fields again. Let me talk about Pennsylvania elections. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, that's deep because, you know, being an activist, I got one more call to get in here before we get out. But Kathleen, I thank you, and you and Linda both, you know, because, you know, you guys are sensible, and I really appreciate your comments tonight. It's wonderful. It is a killing field out there in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. It's crazy. A lot of people don't understand that. I'm going to get this last caller on so Dr. Chinchilla can come on and do her final thoughts before we get out of here, and that way you can be a guest and be a voice. Caller, you're live real quick. Give us 3 or 4 minutes.
Hi, Dr. Chinchilla. How are you doing today, and brother?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell you that I thank you for all the care and concern that you have for the individuals that you try to help. You know, I think it's amazing, and I know just from hearing your voice, it comes from a genuine place. When it comes to political things, sometimes, and I'm not saying everyone, sometimes I wonder who wants the power and who really just wants to help, you know. And with you yourself, I know definitely you're coming from a genuine place. And I was just wondering, because I've only been listening for about maybe approximately like a month and a half or so, so I don't know your backstory, and I commend you for sharing, you know, what happened to you. And when you go through a traumatic experience like that, it can actually sometimes shape you to look at other, you know, criminals a certain way. But you took that and you switched that around, and you want to help these people who were wrongly convicted. And I want to know what actually started you on that journey, because I was never able to hear that.
With the wrongful conviction journey, it all started with Pennsylvania historical examiner Vincent Moto, who I often talk about. When I met him about 10 and a half years ago or so, he told me his story, that he was wrongfully incarcerated. And I found that to be, like, really strange because I had never heard of anybody being wrongfully incarcerated. And then he shared with me also that he had never been compensated by the state of Pennsylvania. And then I found that to be just totally, totally wrong. So since that day, I took an interest in wrongful convictions. I found out that he was not the only one, that there were several, then that there were hundreds, then that there were thousands of people around this country wrongfully incarcerated, and it just blew my mind, Tiana, and it's just crazy. So that's how I started off with wrongful convictions, and now fighting for compensation in the state of Pennsylvania for those exonerees. And then, you know, I can tell you even more later, but tonight we just don't have time because it's 11:24. But
I just want to say one thing. I'm a little bit disappointed, honestly, listening just to the minister, because, like, you know, Brother O stressed the point, which I feel as though when you are a leader of people, you can't go with your personal feelings against things when you're leading people. And I commend him for standing up. But the one thing I'm disappointed in is when you're asked to lead in prayer, you put your personal feelings aside. And that just was very disappointing to me, especially if you're leading people by example. I just have to say that.
Yes.
You know, it's very disappointing, you know. Holly's a wonderful individual. She has nothing to do with the topic of the show. And you have a chance to pray for somebody, especially as a leader, you should do so. That's all I have to say.
Yes, thank you so much, Diana. And you're so very right, so very right. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, people are flesh. We're fleshy beings, but we have to learn how, as men and women of and children of God, to allow the spirit to overpower the flesh and not the other way around. But thank you so much for your comments tonight. And everybody, guess what? The Eagles won. They beat those old Cowgirls 26-17 with the final score. Yay, go Eagles fly, Eagles fly. All right, I want to thank my guests tonight, Kathleen Lucas, Dr. Judith Higgins, Linda Steele, Reverend Jerome Fordham, and my co-host, Pastor Mays, Francetta Mays, and also criminal defense attorney Caroline Turner. And we also thank Elizabeth Debo. We couldn't get her phone together, but next time we will definitely make sure her phone is all straight and we get her on so that she can talk about the campaign and why she became campaign manager. Next week, we're going to talk to more candidates in this midterm election for 2022 because there's so much at stake for you, 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 and you. I am Chinchilla J, everybody, the Queen of Justice, and keep listening right now so you can find out how you can donate to be a voice in Right the Wrong Coalition and how you can also be a guest on News Forum. Follow me on Instagram at Princess Chinchilla. Follow me on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia. Chinchilla is with one L. And also like and follow Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page. And also join Right the Wrong Coalition Facebook group. I'm Chinchilla J, saying be productive on purpose. And also remember to always be a voice on purpose. Take a listen.
And also, I want to say this, too. Tomorrow we have a young man that has a chance to go into the International Radio Hall of Fame. And I want to thank Lee Bakatoon for being an outstanding campaign manager for this young man. We'll see tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time right here. And I'll be traveling to Norfolk, Virginia in the morning to go and get a chance to give my vote to Mr. Terrence Strength, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, hopefully enshrinee elect.
Would you like to donate to a good cause? Well, Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice could use your support. Help them continue to expand their advocacy work for justice as they fight for freedom for the wrongfully incarcerated, exoneration, compensation, and juvenile lifers as they stand and fight against mass incarceration, over-sentencing, wrongful convictions, gentrification, racial inequities, racism, and to change legislation throughout this country by rebirthing this criminal justice system one city at a time through their model, Criminal Justice Reborn. You may donate to Be a Voice via Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour. That's capital B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E, lowercase T-O-U-R. You may also donate via Venmo at www.venmo.com/u/BEAVOICE. venmo.com/u/BA Voice. For more information or to find out how to become a part of Be a Voice or join Right the Wrong Coalition, dial 844-642-8378, extension 111. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next